I'm recording now.
I was already recording.
Awesome, nice. Man. So let's do a quick clap sync to start this warm-up audio. So I'm just going to go 3, 2, 1, and then we're going to clap after the one. So 3, 2, 1. Awesome. Welcome to the warm-up audio. Chorus, thank you so much for joining us from the sunny L.A. How was the traffic getting into the recording studio?
I mean, the traffic from my bed to my computer was exhausting, long, but I eventually got there.
I feel that. It was exhausting for me, too.
Truly, it was such a commute. It is so painful working from home.
Oh, the commute is crazy. I feel that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I'm long overdue to be to L.A. Jordan, have you ever been to California?
When I was, like, a little kid, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Steph is working on getting, like, a...
Oh, yeah, she's applying to UCLA, right?
Yeah, she's applying to UCLA, so I might be in L.A., like, next year. There's a possibility, you know?
Oh, shit. UCLA is a good school, but it's also, I toured there when I was looking at colleges. It is such a bitch to walk around.
As it has
the school problem of being medium to biggish school, but the real trick is that it's just one long fucker. It's like really just two blocks side by side that go on for 8.
Really?
So you're literally walking over hills to get you to your next class, and it is exhausting from like the one tour I took.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
That's awesome. And then, of course, are you originally from California?
I am, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. From the LA area as well, or some other part?
Kind of moved all around the areas, spent some time in other places, but came back to here eventually, yeah.
Oh, man. yeah. I was very close to moving to Seattle, but alas, I got a job that's in office, which sucks.
Oof.
I actually lived in Seattle. That was one of the places, the other places.
Really?
What was it?
What made you leave Seattle?
It was my father's job, so we moved up there for a few years.
Mm.
We lived in like one of the bougie suburbs, I think. I do not remember the name.
I hear it rains forever up there.
It's not the rain. It is the rain, but it's also just like constant gray overcast. But the worst part, the thing that no one ever mentions in any movie, is just how hot as fuck it is during the spring and summer when no houses have AC.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's true. My friend had to install, Ryan, a friend of mine that Jordan knows, had spent like $20,000 installing an HVAC system into his house.
You gotta do it. I remember when I was a kid, we were throwing up like cardboard on our windows just to keep out some of the sun. It was that fucking hot.
Oof.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Also, how are we on cussing? Am I allowed to do this?
Oh, you can say whatever you'd like. If you like, I can go through the rest of the things real quick. Look,
you can say anything as long as you don't say a slur. It's fine.
Sounds good.
Also, so just a heads up, by the way, this podcast is going to be edited. So we're going to record for about 1 hour and 10 minutes, but that'll turn into about 55 minutes of audio. Mm-hmm. So if you ever want to retake something, or if you ever want something just removed, like we've had guests that are like, that joke I made, like, I prefer if you just took it out. No problem. Literally just say in the audio, hey, Dylan, Dylan's our editor. Just say, hey, Dylan, can you cut that last part out? Not a big deal. Or sometimes even Jordan will be like, David, can you say that line again?
All right, got it.
Yes.
Just on that note, just because we are trying to keep it under 1 hour and 10 minutes, I may push it along. If you ever feel like, hey, I'm really passionate about something we haven't said yet, not a big deal. So don't feel like it's set in stone if I attempt to transition.
Got it. No worries.
And then the next thing I just want to talk about real quick is section starters. So if you look in the document, you'll notice that there's a bunch of sections in bold, why it failed, what it did well, where it could have gone, and miscellaneous thoughts and final verdict. Those are our main key topics. So we're going to go from topic to topic in the podcast. But as our guest, are there any topics you'd like to get the first word in? It's not necessarily like you feel like you're really passionate about it or you want to do the duration of talking. It's just so we have a good transition of topics. So with that in mind, are there any two topics that you'd like to start the conversation on?
Honestly, nothing in particular.
Totally fine. Jordan, is there anything that's really you're really passionate about wanting to bring up?
Did he say why it failed?
She said he didn't have a preference.
I'll do wide failed.
Jordan loves doing wide failed. Okay.
I do.
I mean, do we really need to be specific for that one or just say everything?
Yeah. we're going to get into it. I feel bad. So we have a person who's like a manga researcher for us, and he loves this series. And I'm like, sorry, dog. This was in it.
Was this his first one at 13?
What do you mean?
No, you mean was this their first one when they were 13 years old? No.
Oh, no. I think Max, if you read this as an adult, because this was only like 8 years old.
I mean, 2013, okay. That's 10 years ago, my good sir.
No, don't say that. Wait, yes,
no.
That's true.
A whole don't say that. Ago. No.
Frick. And it was still too old to be doing these sexual harassment jokes.
Yeah, right? I was like, I honestly thought this came out in like 2003, and I was like, this is way too soon for like a terrorism joke. And then I was like, 2013, I was like, oh.
That's wrong in every era.
It's like if you... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, we'll get into it.
Yeah. It's like how... have you guys ever seen like... Actually from like... on like Dropout?
Oh, TV? Yeah. I was playing Actually yesterday, actually.
Yeah, there's a...
Pink Kryptonite?
Yes, Pink Kryptonite, that's exactly it. Mm-hmm. So, David, if you're not aware, there was one moment where, like, Brennan Lee Mulligan is on there, and they were talking about how there's Pink Kryptonite, which turns Superman gay. And
yeah.
And when they learned that... it was from 2003. Brendan like lost his shit because he was like, "What? 2003? I thought that was gonna be something from like the fucking 50s or something." Like, yeah, it's the
truly
similar
that,
vibes.
Wow.
Truly, the era that should have come out was 30 years ago, and this is kind of a similar situation with basically everything the story's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is 10 years too late.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Maybe
would you like to talk about
20 years too late, actually.
I think this is more like 40 years too late.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd be so.
I feel like this is the series where we're going to remember that 2003 was 20 years ago instead of like 1980.
Yeah.
Ugh. I've been around too long, Jordan.
We all have.
Same.
to just get back into the section leaders, of course, are you cool getting the first word in where it could have gone?
Sure, yeah.
And then I will take, I guess I could take what it did well, that's fine. And then I will also do miscellaneous thoughts because I'll just read off Maxi B stuff. Just give me 1 second. And then, of course, I'll just give you first word on final verdict. That usually just means you're the first person to read their six-word summary off, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And then does anyone have anything stupid to talk about for the next, like, 2 minutes before we get started? I can bring up Glizzy's if Jordan's got nothing else.
Shut the fuck up, David. Nah, I went to a metal show. I saw, let's see, it was Omnific, Beyond Creation, and... Nay Obliviscaris was the opener. Omnific was a band with two bassists and a drummer, which I'd never seen before. They were Australian. They were really cool. They had a shirt that was a parody of Yu-Gi-Oh! And I bought that shit. Then Beyond Creation is a technical death metal band from Quebec. And I headbanged so hard that my back hurts really bad now. My neck is killing me. I'm 32 years old. And then Nay Obliviscaris is another Australian band, and they are like this weird avant-garde black metal band with a violinist. And they were
that's pretty great.
They were fucking amazing. Highly
of
recommend.
Course, are you much of a metalhead?
Not really. I am just kind of... I don't really have like a specific genre that I'm in love with. It's basically whatever I could find in an AMV when I was 13, and that has just defined my taste in music ever since.
So a have lot you seen of the hard Linkin drive? Where, a lot of Linkin
have you
Park,
seen the hard?
Like.
Have you seen the hard drive where they were like Library of Congress puts Linkin Park Naruto AMV and just it in bowls it?
No, I gotta look that up.
That was a great article. We had the guy, the editor in chief of that magazine, actually as a guest, which was
fun. Jeremy Clapwitz.
Yeah. Oh goodness. Oh, but we've got the best guest with us today, though.
He's got a podcast with another former guest, Alex Patak. Quarators. They recently got picked up by Cracked.
Oh.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's pretty sick.
All right. So good before podcast, we completely too, start, I just want to point this out. I'm trying to increase the recording level for Audacity. And it keeps slipping back to where it originally was when we started.
That's weird.
Yeah. Don't worry about it too much. Because we compress and normalize and shit.
Yeah, I just wonder if I should restart the audio for me or just pause for one quick sec. We'll just redo the clap.
We're gonna do that before we start. So if we want to just have it as separate audio for the warm up, I think that's fine.
Okay.
So why don't we just stop right now, and then we'll restart things. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.